Good morning. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Rangers are warning of increased bear activity across the White River National Forest. CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg, says many areas require campers to secure their food and trash.
The persistent drought is forcing bears to roam farther than normal to find forage. A forest spokesperson says if bears start to rely on human food and trash, they become aggressive and may have to be euthanized. Most developed campgrounds have food lockers, and backpackers can purchase portable bear-resistant containers. Some recent hotspots for bears include Boreas Pass and Aspen Area Campgrounds. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Fewer Colorado kids are covered by health insurance than in past years. That is according to the Colorado Children's Campaign, which researches data on the well-being of children in the state. The uninsured rate for kids rose 2 percentage points to 6% in 2024. The study says the uninsured rate among kids experiencing poverty, in particular, more than doubled in a single year. The study says the end of pandemic-era policies is behind the increase. A canine with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office has died after a recent cancer diagnosis. Mako came to the office last year from the Fountain Police Department. The 5-year-old German Shepherd served as a patrol dog and a narcotics detector. In the past year, Mako assisted with 19 drug searches. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.